Welcome, dear listeners, to another enlightening episode of Bharat Ke Wow. Today, we journey to the sacred temple of Aramvalarteshwarar, the Lord who establishes justice, tucked away behind the Kirai Mandapa. This temple's Sthala Purana intertwines with the grand tale of the Samudramathana, the churning of the ocean. In an era when the Devas were losing their powers due to the curse of sage Durvasa, the Asuras thrived under the guidance of their guru, Shukracharya. Armed with the mystical Mrita Sanjeevani Vidya, Shukracharya could resurrect the fallen Asuras. The Devas found their only salvation in the elixir of life, Amrita, which could be obtained through the churning of the ocean. The Trinity, along with the Devas and Asuras, embarked on this epic endeavor. However, the first product of this cosmic churning was the deadly poison Halahala. Its fumes were suffocating and it clouded the judgment and righteousness, Aram in Tamil, of all living beings. As the world teetered on the brink of chaos, Lord Shiva appeared and did what no other deity could. He collected the Halahala poison in his palm and swallowed it. Mother Parvati ensured that the poison did not descend beyond Lord Shiva's neck, safeguarding all living beings within his divine form. Lord Shiva thus earned the name Neelakantha, Shrikantha and Manikantha for this selfless act of his. But he didn't stop at neutralizing the poison. He sought to rekindle the spirit of justice and righteousness, the Aram. To honor Lord Shiva's noble task, he was worshipped in the temple in Kanchipuram as Aramvalarteshwarar, the Lord who establishes justice. The Garbhagriha houses a magnificent Shivalinga with a circular Yonipitha, symbolizing the divine balance of justice. In addition to the main shrine of Aramvalarteshwarar, there are smaller shrines dedicated to Vinayaka, flanked by two serpents, a reminder of Lord's benevolent protection. As we conclude our visit to this sacred abode, we are reminded of the eternal pursuit of justice and righteousness, epitomized by the noble act of Lord Shiva. Those who wish to win any of the pending court cases visit this temple in Kanchipuram without any fee. Thank you for joining us on Bharat Ke Wow, where we uncover the spiritual gems of India's rich heritage. If today's episode has touched your heart, please subscribe, share and leave a review. Until next time, your life be guided by the eternal values of Aramvalarteshwarar.